Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
Bonnie Peck joins us from Cornell Cooperative Extension of Fulton and Montgomery Counties. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about Agricultural Literacy Week. When is it happening?
It's going to be March 19th to the 23rd. And while I know that's a couple months from now, now is when we're starting to make contact with potential volunteer readers and kind of get things set up with the schools.
All right. Volunteer leaders in what? You mean in the 4-H program?
Readers.
Oh,
readers.
Readers.
Yes.
Oh.
This is our actual seventh year participating in the New York State Ag Literacy Week. For a couple years, they had it on a specific day, Ag Literacy Day, and a couple years ago they decided to expand it to be any time during that particular week. And we asked for people from the community. We've had people from Farm Bureau, Kiwanis. We actually have kids from the Amsterdam Key Club who have read, gone into the second grade classrooms to read the book that has been selected on the state level for that particular year. To second grade classrooms.
Aha. Uh-huh. So I thought, I think I had a little misconception about what this was about. I thought it was Agricultural Literacy Week, that you were teaching people like myself who are kind of ignorant about agriculture, but you're talking about teaching people to read?
Well, actually, that's the kind of neat thing about this project. It is literacy in both sense of the word. We are reading books to children, but the topic is an agriculture topic.
Okay.
So, for instance, one year we had the book Sugar Bush Spring that focused on the maple syrup industry.
Mm-hmm.
Another year it was Extra Cheese Please, which kids learned a little bit about how mozzarella cheese goes from milk at the farm through the cheese on their pizza.
Okay.
Last year, the book was Chicks and Chickens, and so they learned a little bit about the poultry industry and the life cycle of the chicken. This year's book is Seeds, Sun, and Soil,
mm-hmm.
and so it will involve learning how the energy from the sun and water and soil all work together to help a plant grow.
Okay. So you want volunteers to go read part of that book, or maybe the whole thing, to the second graders?
Exactly. They'll read the book, and then we usually try to have a small activity that will also link to one of the other subjects that are taught in the class, may it be science or writing or art. And we've done different things different years. And actually this year we have a couple of ideas of activities that we may do. One is soil in a bag. It's basically making a necklace with a seed that they can then watch over the next few days germinate and grow as they wear it around. The other one is actually a germination book, where the kids create a book and they draw into the book next to a germinating seed as it goes through the process of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be linked also then to the reading.
And this is done with second graders, or is it other class levels as well?
Well, we target second grades. We have had some readers who have chosen to read to a couple additional classes in a school. Maybe they've got a child or a grandchild that's in a third grade or a first grade class and have requested the opportunity to read to them as well. And, we've been pretty flexible with that. But the classes that are going to receive the free book are going to be the second grade classes in each of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get a grant from the Target Foundation, Early Childhood Reading grant. And with that grant, we're able to supply a book for every classroom that we read to. And then a few books in addition to put into some of the public libraries.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the schools that are doing it, you would say rural schools? Or, of course, we're not New York City up here. We don't have huge cities, but, do you have them in cities as well?
We actually, here in Fulton and Montgomery counties, we have, the last couple of years, managed to read to every second grade class. City of Amsterdam, Fort Plain, Northville, all of the public school classes, and then also we have had readers go to St. Mary's in Amsterdam.
So you hit.
So it's all kids.
Yeah, you hit all the schools. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you still need some volunteer readers?
We do need some volunteer readers. One of the things, while we've hit every class in every school, what we've had to do is had some readers have had to read to several classes, which, you know, can take a chunk of their day. So the more readers I can get, then the fewer classes each reader would have to go to. Because this project takes, you know, about 40 minutes, 40, 45 minutes per class. So in a school like, you know, we'll say Boulevard in Gloversville, you know, they may have five classes. I really would like to be able to have five readers as opposed to two or three readers trying to hit all those classes. So the more readers I have, the better.
Mm-hmm. And the book is Seeds, Sun, and Soil.
Right.
Very good. Now, if people wanted to volunteer, which I presume is maybe why you wanted to talk on the radio.
That is true. if people would like to volunteer, they can contact me at Cornell Cooperative Extension. Our office is in Canajoharie. My email is bsp8@cornell.edu, or they can call us at 673-5525.